Mississippi's TAN Talk. Entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Come on in, sit right down. Keep your hands up, keep your chin down. Shut the door, time to go with Randy Harrison, Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere. For Knockout Radio, I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, boys and girls in the Tampa Bay area and all over the United States of America and the world, for that matter?
What is wrong with you? What kind of intro is that?
Oh, my.
Where did Randy go?
Oh, he's not here right now.
Come on. Will you start off with some kind of gripe?
No. We got the daddy of the daddy.
Oh.
And it's not a gripe. It's just, what is that saying? First, welcome, everybody. Knockout Radio. We're back on our home turf next week, headed to Orlando and the PGA Golf Show.
Yeah.
And we've got a couple weeks to work on our system, you know, your hand raising, whatever. So that when we're at the Super Bowl in a couple of weeks, I'll know when you want to speak to somebody, you know, because you'll be either here at the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility or the station. And then Steve and I will be out in Las Vegas doing what we do.
For the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
I'm going.
What do you mean you're going?
I got all my gear on. I got my helmet on. Got a Bucks hat now. I'm a fan. I'm a Pirate fan today. Well,
what are those words we're not allowed to use? And I'm not saying not allowed to use on the radio in this politically correct. Can I still use the word idiot?
I think so.
But can I still use the word moron?
I believe so.
Donkey?
Donkey works.
Okay. Well, that's all three of you. but what is the saying? It's better to keep your mouth shut and look like an idiot than open it and prove them right.
Well,
right. I always thought. And what we're about to talk about is not as dumb as the question that was once asked Doug Williams on how long have you been a black quarterback?
Yeah, a long time.
Yeah, that could be the dumbest.
Since birth.
But yesterday, Coach Todd.
The greatest Buccaneer coach of all time, by the way.
But he's not.
Dude, he's killing it.
He's
third straight. NFC Championship.
Okay. What did I just say?
Okay.
Sometimes it's better to keep your mouth shut and look like an idiot than open it and prove you are one.
Okay, go ahead.
Which is what you just did. To say Todd is the best coach
ever
that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers have had.
All time.
No.
Best.
No. No.
He's putting together a streak.
Of three games.
3 years in a row. Champions.
Not him.
Division champ.
Not him.
He... been a part of
He's been there.
All of it.
Okay, so he's going to take credit for the Tom Brady win.
Yeah, and he also gets credit for the Dungy Super Bowl.
Yeah, I figured that. I figured that.
No, but what an incredible run we're having right now with a team that didn't have any expectations of making the playoffs.
No, for sure. And things worked out that you're in the worst division, you know, obviously. Had a long talk with the greatest Buck of all time. Hung out with him a little
Leroy
bit.
Roy Selman?
not anytime soon. I'm hoping not to speak to Leroy anytime soon.
I mean, if Saf was really the greatest of all time,
yeah,
he would have a name, a street after him, something named after him. There's nothing Warren Sapp named in our town, ever, anywhere.
And there never will be.
Like I bet, so he can't be the greatest Buccaneer of all time.
Okay, moron.
Dale Mabry must have been a hell of a running back.
And Howard Johnson and Howard Franklin and all them. I continue to say this, and you're like everybody else. The fans, the fanatics. I'm not going to call everybody else a moron. I'm calling you.
I just became a fan. I just got this hat in a storage.
Listen to me.
Go ahead.
When you're talking about on-field, when you're talking about the greatest, this is my opinion. You're allowed to have one, except for between the hours of 1 and 4 on Wednesday. Then your opinion means nothing. When you're talking about legacy of the team, I understand the legacy of a person is what he's done his whole body of whatever.
Okay.
When you're talking about the greatest Tampa Bay Buccaneer of all time, the greatest Tampa Bay Devil Ray, I didn't say Rays, you know, blah, 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 blah. Off field means nothing. It doesn't. I don't care. I don't care. Anything that somebody has done off the field that has nothing to do with you, Joe Fan.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you're talking, when you're legend, has nothing to do with a street named after you or a highway or a car. It has to do with the team. I guarantee you that Warren Sapp ran that locker room more than Leroy Selman did back in the day. Two entirely different people, two entirely different mentalities, the whole nine yards. In my opinion, Warren Sapp is and will always be the greatest Buccaneer of all time. I brought you up. I didn't by name because then Warren would have walked away from me. But we were talking about, you know, legendary Bucs, and somebody that was up in the suite brought up Tom Brady. And I'm like, no, Tom Brady, he will have his name in the Ring of Honor, but he doesn't deserve to be up there. Okay? And that was what, you know, Warren and Mike Allstott and I, you know, we were kind of talking about. And it was kind of weird to have a conversation with, you know, you've seen that thing on Facebook that says, if you could bring back one offensive and one defense, well, I was with those two. Because who else would you bring back? And Brady doesn't count. You know, yes, he played here, but he doesn't count. So if you could bring back, and I know you're not very knowledgeable in NFL or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they're the two I'd bring back. Heyday, Mike Allstott, nobody could stop him then or now. Warren Sapp, I'm going to say the same thing.
I would take Mr. Beast. Greatest Buccaneer of all time. Number one, by the way. He wore the number one jersey.
Remember that other contract that other station was offering you?
Yeah.
Take it.
Oh, I don't want to leave. I'm comfortable here.
Take it.
I know where it is. I don't get lost in GPS.
Okay, so here's what happened yesterday at the press conference.
And what do you got?
And it figures, because I stayed at the stadium, I did all the media stuff after. I went to Todd and Baker Mayfield's press conference. I went in the locker room afterwards and had a nice conversation with Jerry Hart, Jimmy Hart's son. So we were talking about some stuff. So I did not go yesterday.
Okay.
Or was it today? Did that happen today? No, it had to have happened yesterday. Monday. It happened on Monday.
Monday.
You know, I didn't.
King
I didn't go to the typical, or Tuesday. I didn't go to yesterday's after press conference. It seemed like it was a 2.5 minute. It seemed like you were asking the question.
Okay.
You know, because a lot of people tell me, could you get Matt to just ask the question?
Oh, yeah.
Get in and get out.
I can ask questions.
No, well, you ask a book. You read the entire book for the question.
I like to set up a question.
Yeah, you set it up.
I like to tell the backstory. You know? Like,
and the front story, and the side story.
Where it came from, how the inception. And
how I wrote it in cursive, and then I did it in block.
Right.
So this lady, young lady, I don't know who she is. It was probably, you know, when it's all said and done, it was probably a whole lot shorter than what it felt like.
Right.
This person asked the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The greatest coach of Buccaneers.
The greatest coach of the last 2 weeks that's coached the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. How he has prepared his team with the way weather has been, you know, so bad lately, you know, in Buffalo and Kansas City. How he has addressed it and prepared his team for the game Sunday in Detroit.
Good. It's good.
How would you answer that question?
Well, I would first point out the fact that she's an idiot and doesn't know they play inside a dome.
He said, I think they can handle the 20 seconds it's going to take from getting off the bus to getting into the stadium.
That's, you know, it's not Buffalo. It's not where they have to have 80 volunteers, you know, shovel out the seats so you can actually watch a game in Buffalo. They play in a dome, Randy. So
no, I'm aware of that.
That would be my first question.
Yeah, well, and Todd handled it as best he could.
Yeah.
And he said that, from what I was told by my conversation this morning, she tried to take over the press conference.
Oh.
She asked like 6 questions.
Wow.
And that was the 5th question. Mm. So I'm going to give either you or producer Steve a homework assignment and find out what the 6th question was.
Oh, I don't have time for research. Steve, you got a job. Finally, you got something to do this week.
And it is homework. We used to argue with our daughter when she was in school. She'd come home and do schoolwork, and we would call it homework. She goes, this isn't homework. This is schoolwork. Hmm. It's the same thing.
It's schoolwork that you do at home.
Right. Yeah. Makes it home, and you're doing work.
But, I mean, on a serious note, though, if Baker Mayfield and Todd Bowles win the Super Bowl this year, will it not be the greatest Buccaneer team of all time? I mean, would it not be the most impressive championship the city's ever had because of the unlikelihood that it's supposed to happen? Now, I'm not saying they will go and win the Super Bowl, but what if? Would it be the greatest head coach and quarterback of all time for this franchise?
No, of course not. If the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win the Super Bowl, okay, I will give you stock in Knockout Radio.
Will you get a tattoo?
No.
So it's like, what the buck?
No. No. Hell no, I wouldn't. You know, there's an organization called that.
But those are your people.
No, they are my people. They're cool people, but no.
I was waiting for you to make fun of my hat, because I'm pretty sure Chris Elmore has the same hat.
When we get to it, we'll get to it. We'll address that. Right now, I will give you stock in Knockout Radio. You know, and we do have stock. It's, you know, not a gimmick. I'm not telling you how much. It won't be much. Trust me. If the Tampa Bay Buccaneers win the Super Bowl.
Well, they got a chance. They don't have to play Detroit.
Well, I'll tell you what. They have a chance. They have more of a chance than the Eagles do.
Did anybody think that you would put a beating on the Eagles as they did? I mean, I know the Eagles were hurt. They were banged up, right? I mean, week three, like,
sure,
we got manhandled, right? And it was a closer game on score than that game actually was. Like, there were some, you know, some plays that took points off
the board. It was impressive.
So
it was impressive. The Baker played well. The offensive line played decent. One guy I didn't see, though, Devin White.
Yeah.
Wasn't much of Devin White.
Huh.
I think two things were guaranteed's not the right word. I feel more comfortable in the statement I'm going to make to you now than before.
Okay.
Devin White will not be here next year.
Okay.
And neither will Mike Evans.
Yeah. Well, we saw that coming.
The thing about Mike Evans, there's a difference of letting somebody leave if you have people to replace.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Devin White, you know, the last couple of weeks, you know, the kid's been outplaying him phenomenally. You're not going to keep Devin White, pay him that kind of money, you know, to be a role player. Mike Evans is the best receiver on the team, bar none. Mike Evans is going to want top dollar and well-deserved.
For sure.
Which he's not going to get here. And what the youngsters did, you know, those rookie receivers.
Unbelievable.
That one dude.
Breaking tackles.
I really think that there was a gunshot and we didn't hear it because it was like he got shot out of a cannon. He catches the ball. Four steps later, he's in the end zone.
Unbelievable.
So big stuff. A lot of happy people running around the Tampa Bay area. We're going to talk about, when we come back, about something that is also taking over the Tampa Bay area. For the next 4 days,
okay,
we're going to talk about your thing. You're going to sell a yacht this week, from what I understand.
I am.
So when we come back, we're going to talk about
a pirate ship.
We're going to talk
a cannon on that thing.
We're going to talk about the St. Pete Boat Show when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8-Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator, coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC Podcast Facility.
This is Hall of Famer Monty Irvin, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Conveniently located in Pinellas Park, Cool Breeze AC is just one phone call away. Reach them at 727-954-3605. And their highly skilled and knowledgeable technicians will be at your service 24/7, ensuring your ultimate comfort all year round.
Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my. For all of your banners, car wraps, and printing, call Compass Banners, Printing, and Wraps at 727-522-7414 for all your signage and promotional needs. Every sign tells a story. Every wrap makes a statement. Find us on Facebook. Visit our website at compassbanners.com or call 727-522-7414. Banners, Car Wraps, and Printing. Oh, my.
Are you ready for the fight? Don't miss the Tampa Bay Food Fight at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on January 30th from 6 to 9. Benefiting Metropolitan Ministries job training programs. Watch live as your favorite chefs throw down in a culinary battle of the bay and feast on delicious cuisine from 50 restaurants. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster and will sell out fast. Visit TampaBayFoodFight.org for more event info.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Brandon Silvera from Nashville Star, and you're listening to Talking Sport with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Cool Breeze AC broadcast facility. We will be giving away a pair of tickets to the food fight. It's 30th. It's coming up in about 2 weeks. We'll do that in the second hour. Right now, big event coming to town. I know we had that problem in Vegas as well. Big event coming to town. I know you'll be out there all week long, the St. Pete Boat Show.
Yeah.
Let's welcome to the show from the St. Pete Boat Show, Nick Panter. Nick, how are you?
Good, good. Thanks for having me.
We appreciate your time. Let's get right into it. Talk to us about, I know they're already setting it up, but what has hit the Tampa Bay area and what can we expect as the fans start going out there tomorrow?
So, yeah, obviously, short starts tomorrow. It's from Thursday through Sunday, 10 to 6. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and 10 to 5 on Sunday. This is going to be the 46th edition of the show. And obviously, we're super, super happy to be back here in the town of St. Pete.
You know, a lot of times fans, you know, just have the misconception. You know, they hear that something like this is coming to town, and they're like, you know, I'm not prepared to go buy a boat. Well, that's not all that this is about. You know, it's more to this boat show than just going out there to buy a boat. It's cool to look at. It's cool to walk around and look at some of the other things. I saw on the website you have seminars. So there's a lot more going to be available out there than just, you know, going and bringing a checkbook.
That's right. Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you want to go on the water, you can see anything from your smallest 16-footer to the biggest, which is going to be an 88-foot motor yacht. Then on land, we have a massive 40,000 square foot tent for exhibitors, anything ranging from fishing poles, hats, navigation equipment, you name it, anything that's going to be needed for your boat or if you just like to fish on land. And also we have the seminars, like you mentioned.
You know, and that's what the main reason that I really wanted you on and people on over the next couple of days, because like I said, I've been told that, you know, numerous times for years. And, you know, just going into the tent, you know, we all fish. We may not have a boat. You know, it may be nice to go buy a boat. This may be a good place to go and start looking if you're interested in buying a boat. But there's other things, like you said, you know, the tackle, the swag, the hats. And so there is a lot of stuff out there. But talk about the seminars and how fans can get involved in those and attend those.
The seminars are great. Every year, everybody loves them. We do have a seminar specifically for kids that it's always, always packed. There'll be, obviously, we'll have the hours posted online when it comes to the seminars. Another great thing, any kids under the age of 15 will get a free ticket to the show, and also veterans get free admission. And to get your ticket, you have to make sure you do it online as everything is digital.
I want to attend the seminar that can teach me how to cast, you know, my fishing pole, because the last time I went out with Captain Kelly, I caught the dock twice.
It happens. But yes, we do actually have a few fishing seminars out here. And also, from the progressive partners of ours, they're going to be having the Annapolis School of Seamanship. They're going to have two vessels out on the east end of the show to teach people how to drive the vessels.
How to drive the vessels?
Wow.
Yep.
They didn't even let me drive my military ship I was on, so I might have to take advantage of this. They're like, no, you can't touch, you know, the wheel. You go back into operations and do that. You're not guiding this vessel.
Not yet.
For sure. Are there other seminars as well, or you know, the children's ones that you just mentioned, and then obviously how to fish and how to do other stuff? Where is there a list? Would it be on the website of all the seminars?
Correct. The list will be on the website, and also it'll be here at the show.
And the big yacht that you talked about, you know, what down deposit do I need to bring?
Ooh, bring a few checkbooks. This actually is going to be at 27R. It's an 88-footer from Ocean Alexander. It's one out of six models. So we're pretty lucky enough to have it here at the show.
Wow, very cool. And how many checkbooks do I need to go acquire? They won't be mine, but, you know, I'm just going to have to acquire other people's.
Well, bring them. Come on to the show and I will tell you.
Awesome. Good stuff. One more time, Nick, you know, tell people how they can get tickets, how they can, because I know you have to go online to get them, that there's not a booth that's going to be out there, correct?
That's right. The only way for you to get tickets, you must go to StampedeBoatShow.com. Go online, purchase your tickets. Like I mentioned before, kids 15 and under are free, and veterans are free as well.
Good stuff. Nick, thank you very much for your time. We'll try to find you over the next couple of days out there. We're going to be out there every day, and we're looking forward to it.
Perfect. Well, thanks for having me on the radio.
Thank you, sir. Nick Panter from the St. Petersburg Boat Show. It's going to be cool. The seminars are cool.
Yeah, we did it last year. We did the we broadcast live.
Was it last year or the year before? We did it from one of the boats.
From a boat.
I think I should do one of the seminars and teach you how to catch the dock. You know, because that was pretty impressive.
I mean, depending on what you're going to catch, a wood dock or like a plastic?
No, it was a wood dock. It was a wood dock.
Okay, a pressure treated wood.
I did lose one of my hooks, you know, and then I, like all good fishermen, once I reeled in my line without my hook, I handed it to Captain Kelly.
Yeah.
And he redid, put the new hook on it and put the little shrimper on there for me, and I was good to go again.
If I catch a fish, I'm going to hand it over to Captain Kelly to do it because I don't want to really touch it. I'm not really like a fish guy.
If you catch a monster, you're not gonna hold the fish?
I'm not touching it.
Really?
I'll put my hand in the fish's mouth. Crazy.
So why are you going fishing?
I don't. I go, well, I don't know what they call it, but watching
from the dock.
I mean, I don't. I mean, like, fishing isn't really good for my ADD. Because like, I get too I'm too amped up, too restless. Like I can't just sit still and like do the same monotonous thing like out on a boat. I don't even go on casinos if they're on boats because then they get trapped and can't get back to land.
Well, that's typically what a boat is.
Yeah, but yeah. Wait, have you been to the casino boats? Have you ever done one of those like
I've done
cruises?
Yeah.
I got suckered into that when I first moved to Florida. I was like, my buddy came down. I was like, hey, man, we got casinos, but they don't have card games. You have to go on this like boat. So we go to like Hudson or some holiday, and we get on this little boat. And we go out 9 miles,
yep.
And then
into international water.
So international water, we get there. We're gambling, losing a major lose streak, out of cash. Go to the ATM. Satellite's down. Storm comes in. My buddy's puking off the back of the boat because of seasickness.
This is a beautiful trip.
We're there for 6 hours, but we gambled for 30 minutes, and like the other 5.5 hours, we sat in the loser's lounge eating stale nachos. And they're like, "Welcome to Florida. This is our casino."
I don't want to say it was a famous story, but there was a former talk show, and I barely want to call it a talk show that he did, that enticed a Tampa Bay Buccaneer to go out on one of those.
Uh-huh.
And he told him that he'd pay him X and that you'd be out there from 6 to 8, and it came back at 2 in the morning.
Well, I mean, you're stuck at sea. I mean, you're literally at the mercy of the boat. And when the ATM,
well, hold on. No. You're at the mercy of the schedule that you knew about that they told you when you bought the ticket.
The schedule of the weather.
Well, no, that's for sure.
ATM. The ATM, like, cooked the signal down so you couldn't get money out of the ATM. So we're on the boat. You couldn't cash
it. So you should have thanked them.
No, I need to get my money back. I have to, you know.
Oh, is that how it is?
The lose streak can only last for so long.
So you lose money, so you hit the ATM to get more money out to lose more.
No, you gotta get it back. It's just a slight advantage to have.
Do you know the number to Gambling Anonymous? Or
No. I just call
Gambling
my wife
Addicts.
She yells at me.
Yeah. Bottom of the hour. We'll be right back. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Staff, some fucked up energy drink. Eight man strong. Staff, some, I forgot which word I said. Coming to you from the Cool Breeze AC. See, I'm already nervous about Friday.
What's Friday?
Friday is going to be one of the worst days of my life, and we will talk about it when we return.
Oh, that's cool.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Adam Rodriguez from CSI Miami, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Roasted Whisk Gift Box Company is an online specialty gift box company specializing in corporate gifting, creating a fun and unique gifting experience for your clients, vendors, or employees. Gift boxes could include specialty coffees or teas, mugs, espresso-infused baked goods, scented candles, and many more options. Check us out at roastedwhisk.com. Roasted Whisk on all social platforms.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
BioAccelerator is recognized as a global leader in cell therapy and regenerative medicine for sports and orthopedic injuries, spine and disc conditions, and chronic pain. The company has treated thousands of patients, including many UFC champions, former and current NFL players, and many everyday people like you and I.
Ready to take charge of your day? Bucked Up energy drinks are taking over the energy drink market. Find them at Walmart, Publix, GNC, and Vitamin Shop. Real energy and real focus. Get bucked up.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Alicia Calloway from the Australian Outback, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, back live from Cool Breeze AC Broadcast Facility. Give them a call 727-954-3605. We prefer you call from 11 at night to 4 in the morning. Wake up whoever you need to wake up and get your AC fixed. Of course, you could call during the day, which would make more sense. But 24 hours a day, you can reach us at Cool Breeze AC. All right, so do you want to talk about Kelsey or do you want to talk about the announcements for UFC 300?
Let's go Kelsey.
I hate the media.
Why?
I really do.
Because I don't know if like it's an indoor-outdoor stadium?
Well, that, you know, click this, click that. So they are making a big deal. Jason Kelsey breaks down in tears after the Phillies loss.
Yeah, you called him soft, right? Though
I'm not calling him soft.
No, you didn't. No, the media said he's soft.
He's emotional because he's probably calling it a career.
Oh, I thought he cried because he lost the game.
No. You know, even if he did, so what? So what?
Okay.
You know, but I think it's, you know, that he's realizing, because he was going to retire 2 years ago and then came back for the next year, you know, got to the Super Bowl against his brother, which is, you know, very cool. Went another year, so it's probably that he is going to call it a career.
Okay.
And the
13 years is a long time in the NFL.
I mean, as a lineman.
As a lineman, yeah. That's an eternity.
I'm in a bunch of Philly chat rooms, and a guy said, you know, Kelce, you know, the greatest Eagle of all time. I'm like, he's not the greatest Eagle.
Oh. Well, who else is out there?
The nine that are wearing gold jackets.
I don't know any of those.
Yeah, of course you don't.
Golden Eagles. I don't know.
And, you know, he's going to get
the
one.
Golden Eagle?
He's going to get the gold McNabb? Jacket. What?
Was McNabb a Golden Eagle?
No.
Is he in the Hall of Fame?
No.
Really?
I don't think he's in the Hall of Fame. He definitely shouldn't be.
What? He was an awesome Eagle.
Great. How about a Boston Eagle? Chris Hovan was a Boston Eagle. So him breaking down, either way, I don't care if he broke down because everything you put into the season, you fans have no idea what an athlete goes through.
Oh, well, good thing I'm an athlete. I'm not on the fan side.
All right. Okay. Not only are you on the fan side, I'm not sure you could spell athlete or fans. You would probably spell it just the fan, not fans. You know, everything that they put in, you know, they work. A lot of fans think, oh, well, they come in on Sunday and play football.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like, you know, football in the streets.
They do.
And, you know, I think the local TV tried to hype up the Eagle fans.
Really?
Because I think it was over the weekend they played Invincible nonstop. The movie Invincible, Marky Mark, you know, Wahlberg.
Okay.
You don't know anything about the story.
Yeah. No.
Local guy, Papali, Vince Papali, went out for a tryout, made the team.
Okay.
Played 2 or 3 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, they still do that? Open tryouts, walk-ons? Like, if I wanted to go out to the Bucks practice facility.
No.
And just try out.
I'm pretty sure. I mean, I've talked to Nelson. I've talked to the Glaciers. And there is a trespass warning, you know, for you.
but what if I mean,
there's a reason you don't go to Tampa Stadium.
Mr. Beast got a ticket. I mean, he got a contract. If he can do it, I can do it.
First of all, no. He got the contract, I'm sure, because of the dollar signs that he brings in.
Well, they paid him $10 million for a one-day contract.
Oh, they did.
They did. They signed the contract. Go back and watch the video.
Well, I have a contract.
Yeah?
I have a contract. I'll bring it next week.
But I'm being serious.
From the Orlando
Magic. Can anybody go and try out for a pro team just to try out?
Can anybody? I know that they've had tryouts. Now, whether you have to go through the scout, you know, and they find you. I don't think, even though there's some, you know, people that go and stand outside with a sign.
Right, because there's like UPS drivers that like all of a sudden make it on like special teams.
Well, but they've played, you know, like they've played college or they've played in some of the other leagues. So, you know, there's documentations of all these players.
Well, why do you need to have experience playing like before? Like, I mean, that just means you have more injuries and like you have like, your limitations. True. If you don't have any injury, if you've never gone through that punishment, your knees are still good, your shoulders are still good. Yeah, why can't you be 47 and throw bombs, you know?
Speaking of 47 and throwing bombs, Jim Miller.
Just keeps.
I expressed, well, back to the other thing and how we ended it. He thanked me for the way that I responded to him. I said, in my opinion, he's not. But everybody's entitled to an opinion. Everybody's allowed to have an opinion, even though in this world, you're not. But Jim Miller, Dana White has made some announcements. UFC 300, tough fight for Jim Miller. Bobby Green.
Oh, Bobby Green.
Bobby Green brings it.
Yeah, Bobby does.
You know, recently got knocked out, but a good fight. Love it. And then
Justin Gaethje versus Max Holloway. You want to see that fight? That really a 300 worthy? I mean, because they're building this 300 up, even though there's like 300 fight nights, 300 UFC, and then there's like a 82 and a half.
Well, really, 299 is 300 because it was 37 and a half.
Right.
Chuck Liddell fought 37
there
and a half.
There you go. So, you know, it's just kind of like they're making a lot of big deal about this thing.
It's the number, you know, and it's cool that Jim Miller had fought 100, 200, and 300. That's pretty cool.
That's cool. That's very
you know, Andre Arlovsky going back to 28. UFC 28 is still fighting at almost 299 or 300. Cool. They're making a big deal out of 300.
Yeah.
As well they should.
Okay.
Argued with a lot of people if Jim Miller is a legend.
Oh.
Word I hate. They said, and they listed all the things, and I said, so longevity makes you a legend? And they said yes.
Really?
So I'm going to have to agree with you after all these years.
that.
I've been around a long time.
And you're a legend.
You've called me that, and I'm like, shut up. That no, but if you're going straight by
longevity, I mean, but you know, Jim Miller is not a household name.
No, you know, like, no,
like
he's not.
He doesn't have like that star power. Like even in the fight game, you don't know who he is.
I do not think Jim Miller is a legend.
I don't agree. I agree with you.
Yeah,
I don't think he's a legend. Like Anderson Silva, legend. Like they had the
sure.
star power. They create like when you tuned in when they were fighting, you knew when the fights were coming up because you wanted to make sure you didn't miss it.
Sure.
You've never said, oh, I can't wait for Jim Miller's fight. Like,
no, true.
No one's ever been like, oh, the Jim Miller fight's on. Turn on channel 3.
Now, I do need to think about this, about Andre Arlovsky. Okay.
He had the star power. He had the belt.
He had and that's the thing. He had the star power. He has the longevity.
Yeah.
You know,
and
so,
he had the belt.
And he had the belt.
That,
You don't have to have the belt to be a legend, but I think if you're gonna say longevity matters, you know he's only a couple fights behind Jim Miller, he's only a couple victories behind Jim Miller, but he has the belt.
Yeah,
he had the star power.
Yeah,
you know he had people were. I didn't want to disagree with him last week, but he was wrong in something that he said.
Oh, really?
Yeah, 100% wrong.
What did he say?
When I brought up an incident that happened in Anaheim, and he was hiding behind a tree. And he was shocking people with a shock pen. And he said last week that it was a fake knife. Well, it wasn't. It was a shock pen. It was Joe Marquis's shock pen.
Okay.
Because we were all out there. Sean was there. Joe Marquis was there. I was there. So I knew, but I'm not going to argue with him. He's still scary.
Right.
He was scary 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Imagine what he's, what, you know, yeah. But, you know, I found it interesting and very true when he talked about trucks. Okay, when he mentioned the word truck, and that's not the word, but he used the wrong word, that people wouldn't come up and talk to him because they were scared of him.
Right.
You know, Michael Pittman, back in the day when I did his radio show when he played for the Buccaneers, they were like, you're doing a show with Pitt? And it's just because he was so, you know, Hulk-looking.
Right.
You know, and he was scary in the whole nine yards. I found Andre Arlovsky, who has been on this show a few times, but this was the first time in person, shockingly awesome. And it's because of that. It was the look. It was the fear. It was the accent. It was, and he said that.
Sure.
You know, that everybody blankety blank didn't talk to me because of, you know, the accent. And I'm like, yeah, dude, you're scary.
Right, right.
I wouldn't want to date any of your kids.
Speaking of Hulk-like.
Hey, because I'd be arrested.
Hulk Hogan became a real-life superhero this
week.
Yeah,
he did. He did.
He was behind a car that flipped on the highway, and he got out and punctured the airbag with a pin, and... So I don't know if it was a shock pin or a regular pin, but he stabbed the airbag and got the 17-year-old girl out of the car, and she seemed to be unscathed and okay, just a little rattled. So
I know you're the wrong person to ask this because Terry's your boy and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, we were just recently with him out at his bar with Fair Play, who's coming to town next week, et cetera, et cetera.
Not only is he a legend, he is the GOAT.
Well, he's not the GOAT, but he's the legend. But I want to talk to you about the GOAT.
Yeah.
So the GOAT is Ric Flair. How does Ric Flair get the invite to be on the ship? I don't get it.
He lives here.
I know he lives here, but how do you use Ric Flair and not Terry?
I think
Terry, now we don't know a lot of things. We don't know, was Terry in town?
We don't know if he was invited. We don't know if he turned it down.
And I think it's a lot like, and you brought up Warren Sapp, you know, the biggest name, but has made his bed, you know, not invited to certain things, whatever. Sure. And, you know, I know that Terry falls into that. Hulk Hogan falls into that category. But anybody who is anybody, and even people of the everybody, knows Hulk Hogan is from Tampa. Ric Flair may live here. Hulk Hogan was born here.
I mean, if you know Terry the way that we know Terry.
Oh, yeah. He's not walking that far.
Like, well, yeah. He's not leaving Clearwater Beach unless he has to leave Clearwater Beach. Like,
I get it.
If there was an airport on Clearwater Beach, he wouldn't even go to Tampa.
Right.
Right? So he's one of those guys where Rick lives in the Marriott downtown.
Oh, yeah, I was told some stories.
It's on Channel Side.
He can't wait till 4:30 every day, and he's walking Channel Side. And
yeah, I mean,
good for him.
So he's Mr. Tampa Bay, except for he might have got replaced. Do you know who new Mr. Tampa Bay is? Your Grand Marshal for the Gasparilla?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Burt Kirshner.
Yeah.
Comedian, like fellow comedian. Well, we're both comedians. His name is Bert. My name is Matt. We're both four-letter words. Truck. It's not four letters, damn it.
Oh, my God.
But see? But
yeah, no, I think... That's Saturday, right? Next Saturday?
Yeah, Saturday.
That's the same day as the Royal Rumble. It's the same day as the challenge event that's coming to you from Mugs.
But the Royal Rumble got rained out, I heard.
Yeah. Well, they'll do it in the rain. CM Punk can win in the rain, can win in the snow, can win.
Phil Brooks?
I hope they don't have him winning this.
I mean, that was pretty crazy when they transitioned from his WWE.
Well, first of all, he didn't transition. He's still Phil Brooks.
Well, but he wasn't Phil Brooks in the UFC. He was CM Punk.
Yeah, okay. You didn't get what I was saying, but okay.
I got it. but I'm just saying, like, they use his character name because it sells more tickets.
Sure.
Instead of using his real name. Sure. Because if he put Phil Brooks on a fight card.
Who's Kevin Ferguson?
Huh?
Who's Kevin Ferguson?
Kimbo Slice.
No, most people didn't know that.
So
you only know it because I always call him Kevin Ferguson.
It'd be Phil Brooks versus, you know, Jim Miller. Two guys you don't know anything about.
No, I mean... MMA fans know Jim Miller. But all they know about Jim Miller is longevity.
Right.
You know, I went and I looked it up. I mean, it's not
the only person I can think of that because
he's under 500, I think.
More fight cards is Angela Hill. I mean, that lady's on every fight card. Like every other fight card is Angela Hill.
Right.
You know, so you know she's always there. You know she's a great fighter. You know she's got a ton of talent. She's always saying yes to opportunities, so she's not turning down fights. So, you know, but yeah, I think out of that, back to the last segment, I think Arlovski is definitely a legend. I think Jim is an amazing fighter. He's a pioneer. You know, he's got the most wins in UFC history. So
I've had people, and I agree with you, I've had people say Jim Miller's a legend and Arlovski's not.
That's crazy.
It isn't crazy. Because when you fall into everything that you talked about, I mean, everybody knew his name back then.
For sure.
And what I did neglect to bring up, John Robinson now has possession of my TV. Okay, I gave him the TV a few years ago, but I have I had an Andre Arlovski signature TV.
What?
Yeah, he had his own TV line.
You gave that to John Robinson?
I did.
What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I didn't have the space, and so it's in his gym, and he has a better gym than you.
No, he doesn't.
Oh, yes, he does.
No, he doesn't.
Okay.
I mean, Steve was at my gym today. You saw.
I saw both of you didn't work out though.
Wow, I was moving stuff around. That's a workout.
Speaking of workouts, let's work out. Time to hit a break. This is Knockout Radio. July. He's AC Broadcast Facility. Give him a call at 727-954-3605. A pair of tickets, food fight tickets, my favorite event of the year. Coming up in 2 weeks, we'll be giving those away. Hour number two.
This is Erasmus James, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Are you ready for the fight? Don't miss the Tampa Bay Food Fight at the Seminole Hard Rock Hotel and Casino on January 30th from 6 to 9. Benefiting Metropolitan Ministries job training programs. Watch live as your favorite chefs throw down in a culinary battle of the Bay and feast on delicious cuisine from 50 restaurants. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster and will sell out fast. Visit TampaBayFoodFight.org for more event info.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Bill Rancic from The Apprentice, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, and you're fired.
This is my favorite. Yeah, three steps. That,
Leonard Skinner?
Yeah, Leonard Skinner after going to the bar and standing there. How about this? I just got a press release. Oh, my goodness. We are going to, and when I say we, I'm talking about Steve and I, or we are going to Power Slap 6.
Yeah.
Scheduled for Friday, February 9th in Las Vegas.
Now, speaking of Power Slap 6.
Why are you pulling me down? Because I'm excited going. Well,
So I was just in the Bahamas.
I gave up a great deal to be a Power Slap fan.
I was just in the Bahamas over the weekend. I was on a cruise ship with my family. We dock in Nassau.
That's normally what you do.
And we walk down the tourist section, past all the tourists, and we get to the beach section. And there's a shack. And I'm going to let you read it. I took a photo of it for you, Randy. So I was walking by, and the lady comes out. We're talking. And she asked me if I wanted to have a drink, and you know, and I was like, yes. And so her specialty drink, I'm afraid to say it, because, you know, I know how people like you are.
This is an awful story.
Why? I'm trying to find the photo so you could say it.
I'm moving on. I'm going to get back to talking about the
road. Where are you going?
Power Slap.
There it is. So this is her company. That is her signature drink.
Okay.
Called the...
You say it.
Bitch Slap.
It's the Bitch Slap.
So it's a drink at your own risk, 100% strong rum drink on the beach. And so we have this conversation, and I tell her, I said, you know what's big in America right now? You know what the biggest sport right now, like not BKFC, the fastest growing sport is Power Slap. I said, if you created a drink that was stronger than Bitch Slap, and you called it the Power Slap, guaranteed a knockout, like a KO drink. You drink it all and you pass out. I said, you'll be the biggest thing on the beach. And she goes, last week somebody came and they wanted to get slapped and they did it. And she goes, I can't believe like this tourist just got knocked out like in front of me on the beach. So now she's now making a drink called the Power Slap, courtesy of Knockout Radio.
No. Not courtesy. Knockout Radio had nothing.
Knockout Radio was present.
They were not. Knockout Radio has nothing to do with it.
We're in international waters, Randy. It doesn't matter.
When you get sued.
Well, not me.
For trademark.
Trademark.
Violations. Because
it's a drink, not a sport.
I'm sure the words Power Slap is trademark.
It has to be for each industry. You can't take it for all industry.
Anyone listening, anyone getting all the information back to the UFC. I had nothing to do with it. Knockout Radio has nothing to do with it. After the show today, Matt will have nothing to do with it. Power Slap will be February, whatever I said, the 9th, and I will be there.
All right. I guess I'll be outside watching Power Slap through a window.
Well, no, it's in a casino. So it's not even at the Apex.
You have to have tickets?
That's typically what happens.
Well, I mean, if you're going to do it in a casino, sometimes they have open, you know, whoever's there can just walk by.
No, the casinos don't do that. I've never heard of a casino just saying, yeah, we're going to have a major event. Just walk in.
They might.
With or without pizza.
Never know.
Ali Marpet asked about, he didn't ask about you. He asked about the pizza shop.
Yeah. Well,
so your name didn't come up.
Pizza's not doing good.
Yeah. No, for sure. So we briefly talked about UFC 300, Max versus Justin Gaethje, Bobby Green versus Jim Miller, and both of those are interesting. You know, I was really surprised. I thought it was BS, Holloway versus Gaethje. I don't picture the two of them together.
Yeah.
Different weight classes.
Yeah,
I think Justin Gaethje walks right through Max Holloway.
Yeah, I don't. He's too strong. His boxing's too sharp, too crisp. I don't know. I don't.
His leg kicks, he may break both of Max's legs.
Yeah, I think Gaethje's on his way up, and I think Max is on his way down.
Yeah, I, they're both up there in age.
They are, but I think Gaethje's still got that fire in the belt. He's never had the belt. You know, I think he needs that belt. You know, some people need that belt for, like, legitimacy or for, like, to cement their legacy. Like, I think he needs that belt. I mean, all the years he put in, the training, the fighting, he's had absolute battles in there, you know.
Thank you.
So
I was going to punch you if you said the wrong word.
No, you wouldn't punch me.
I was prepared to. I was going to knock that stupid hat right off your head.
This hat makes me a Buccaneer fan for life.
Is that what it does?
It says training. I must be on the team. This must be a player's hat.
So if you wear swag, that makes you not only a fan, but part of the team.
Well, this one says training. So obviously, I mean, you don't get that unless you're on the team.
Or you get it if you buy it at the store.
I might be a coach now.
That hat was bought at a store.
Well, I bought it at a storage unit. So what if I just show up to $1 with this hat on and just walk in? They're definitely going to let me in.
First of all, you can't walk in.
Why can't I walk in?
Because there's a fence around it.
What if I hop the fence?
Then I believe they're allowed to shoot you for trespassing.
There's a fence down on the border and nobody gets shot?
Well, no, the fence is down. They walk right through it.
Well, so that's what I'm going to do at $1.
I don't think you can at $1.
This is America. You can jump any fence you want. You don't have to have papers or nothing. You just walk in.
Well, you can do that at the White House, too. You know you can jump the fence at the White House.
You can, but you get shot.
You don't get shot. You only get possibly in the winter. They sick the dogs on you.
Okay.
If it's during the winter. This is told to me by a Secret Service back in the day. Yeah.
Okay.
So that they told me that they love the winter. Because in the summer, you're jumping the fence, which is, we own that. You know, America owns the White House. So, yeah, it's still trespassing, but it's not like a felony. Okay? So during the summer, there was a lady that would continually jump the fence and bring a picnic basket.
Oh, okay.
And then just sit down and eat her lunch until they came, you know, to get her.
That's nice.
In the winter, in the summer, you're jumping in shorts. You know, in the winter, you've got these big jackets, like the jacket that I'm wearing this Friday in Buffalo. Well, they can't tell if you have anything.
Okay.
You know, if you're strapped.
Right.
So they open this particular door, and the attack dogs take care of the rest.
Okay.
That's alleged, but alleged from a Secret Service agent up to the time.
Wasn't there something about a mailman that, like, flew a helicopter or something and landed in the White House and, like, went to jail. Like, that's a felony. You can't. Like, I can't believe jumping the fence. Because if you jump on a field, if you run out, you get tackled,
not a felony.
They arrest you.
Right, they arrest you, but it's not a felony. And the difference is, if you run on whatever it's called, Raymond James Stadium.
Yeah.
Okay, somebody owns that.
Okay.
The city owns it, and then Raymond James, you know, sponsors it, whatever. But the city owns it.
Okay.
That's owned. Okay, that's city land.
What's the penalty for running on the field during a game?
I don't know. I've never done it. I've never planned on doing it.
Just do it.
Yeah.
Come on, Randy.
All right.
Live a little.
You do it, and I'll give you more stock in Knockout Radio.
I'll tell you what. All right. So, okay. So, can I get more? For every person that I stiff arm or break their ankles, right? For every person I avoid security-wise,
yeah.
I get an extra 10% of company stock.
Up to a certain number.
So 10 people, and I own the whole thing. if I stiff arm.
This just in. I know how to add.
Because the security guards can't catch anything. It might maybe a cold.
Well, no, but one of the players would nail you.
No way.
Yeah.
The players aren't getting involved. They have too much money laying on.
Of course
on
they'd get involved.
There's no player tackling a fan running on the field.
It has happened.
When?
It's Google
1970.
It. 1970. The most famous one, which is not a player, it was a policeman. Somebody was running out at one of the Tampa stadiums. I don't remember which one. And that dude just Roman Reigns them.
Yeah, let him out.
Just lit him up. And well-deserved.
I kind of feel like taking a chance.
Perfect. I think you should.
And then maybe I'll be in jail. I could share a cell with Wander Franco.
Oh, yeah. That's the jail cell I want to.
I mean.
He's going to say you may be overage, but whatever.
What about that? I mean.
What about what?
He got arrested and.
Yeah.
They couldn't find him for a while. He was avoiding law enforcement. And so maybe his career's over with Major League Baseball. I mean, does Major League Baseball get involved? I mean, he had an affair or he had a relationship with a 14-year-old girl. Bought her mother a car because of the mental anguish and, the sadness or whatever.
Sadness.
But does what you do off the field control your ability to play in an organization like Major League Baseball?
We talked about that the Baltimore Ravens brought a legend back a week or two ago.
Okay.
Ray Rice.
Ray Rice?
Yeah, isn't that his name?
Ray Lewis?
No, the running back that beat up his wife in the elevator.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Right.
If you can help a team win, and you've Michael Vick went to prison, then signed with the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah, but Vick didn't do any of that stuff. I mean, he just funded it. Like, it was his partners, his people. Like, he was the guy.
This just in. You are an idiot.
What?
Let's go hit the top of the hour break. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong, Staff Zone, Bucked Up Energy Drink, and Bio Accelerator. More with this,
you know, Vic didn't do it.
Idiot, when we return.
He might have been watching.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Carlton Fisk, talking sports with Randy Harris.
What do you guys listen for? You crazy or goofy or something?
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? Staff Zone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
Listen.